welcome to the season 4 episode 1 or possibly episode 76 depending on how we count them.
We don't know.
We're not sure. But hi. Welcome back. It's Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm Jody Sweeten.
I'm Celia Behar.
And we have great microphones now.
We do.
I'm so excited.
We have a new producer, too.
We do have a new producer. I don't know that she's going to work out.
I don't either.
But it's me, because our dear, sweet Emily has left the building. Not under any bad terms or anything like that. No, it was just a different company move. Yep. And so now we are doing this, trying to do it ourselves.
We hope we're doing it ourselves.
I would just like to give a big shout out, though, to Blue Microphones,
yes,
who gave us the mics and these. I feel, look at me. Look at how professional I am.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's like, don't talk to me. I know what I'm doing.
She's got on headphones and now she thinks she's so fucking fancy.
Yeah, my headphones are really amazing. And like part of me wants to wear them for the whole show.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I would just to be like, yeah, bitch, I'm the producer, not you.
I mean, I could. Hold on, I'm turning on.
See, okay. She's doing like professional things right now because she's got the headphones on. I say leave them on. I would 100% be wearing them the whole time.
Well, I'll put them on and off.
All right.
I'll put them on and off. Because it is nice to hear. But I just want to give a huge shout out to Blue Microphones who did this. And then I had to figure out a mixer.
I know.
Which my awesome contact at Blue Microphones, mm-hmm, Joel, he had given me recommendations for a mixer. They were all sold out or not available in this country. And I was like, of course, because everyone's doing a fucking podcast these days.
Yeah.
Including us.
Yeah.
And so I was like on the hunt and doing reviews and all this stuff. So I found this little mixer.
I know.
And then trying to figure out how to record it was really the biggest hurdle that I had.
You FaceTimed me last night almost
crying.
I was terrible.
Well, I'm also PMSing, so that didn't help.
Sure.
Well, not even PMS. I'm just an angry, rageful, hormonal ball of chocolate right now.
Just MSing.
No.
Menstrual syndrome.
Oh, menstrual syndroming. Yes, yes. I was like, no, not. Never mind. But anyway, yeah. And I called you almost crying because I literally everything was hooked up. I just couldn't figure out how to record us. I was like, I just need like a voice memo. Like a really simple, here's a push a button. And it gave me Pro Tools. And I am not a pro, but I am a tool. And so I could not fucking figure it out.
That's the title of the episode right there. Not a pro.
Not
just
a pro,
tool.
Just a tool. Yep. Yep.
Well, and so Shannon Torrance, my friend Shannon Torrance, who's awesome. I texted her. She's a voiceover artist. And I was like, Shannon.
Yeah.
Jody's having issues. What do you recommend?
Yeah. So I found a really easy recording thing. And that is now how we are being brought to you today. Also, why don't we let's just kick off with some big news since it's season 4 and everything's we're just doing big things now.
I know. That's so much change.
It's so much change. We're in the same room, first of all.
Looking at each other. Vaccinated.
I'm touching you.
I still don't like
even
that.
Touching
I still don't like
right
that.
Now.
I still don't like it.
Okay. And here's the big news.
Yes.
Why do we have two iPhones recording us right now? Because
we are starting
a YouTube channel. Woohoo! Yep, we know we're about 5 years late to the game, but we're actually really, really excited for this.
Oh, totally. By the way, I keep calling it a YouTube station to Harper
just
to do it on purpose. And she's like, Mom, that is so embarrassing.
That's like the YouTube.
I know. That's
or
why
the or not
it.
The YouTube, the Goodwill.
The Goodwill.
The Goodwill.
The Goodwill.
So we have big exciting news. That's one of our things is that we are getting a YouTube channel. We are going to continue our journey and our traditions of making fools of ourselves and each other.
And our children.
And our children. And we've also been getting pretty busy on Instagram. Not like that. Did not mean getting busy on Instagram. I meant we have been posting more.
Speak for yourself. You don't know what I do when I'm not with you.
You know what? And I don't want to. but we have been busier on Instagram. Yeah. We've started doing Meme Mondays, fan art Fridays.
Yeah.
What else have we been doing?
Well, I don't know. That
we did. Oh, the WTF Sundays? What the fuck Sundays?
Oh, we had such a good one this past week. I thought
we did. Yeah, we did. That that wasn't this. See, we're recording now, have been a few weeks ago.
It was a few weeks ago. If anyone saw it, it was the one with the scissors. Jody was at my house, and I went to get her a pair of scissors. We were prepping for a fan event we were doing.
That was what I was going to say. I was like, well, why was I at your house?
Yes, we were doing a fan event.
Which we will get to later.
Yes, but we'll talk about later. And I got scissors, and I went to give them to her and opened the scissors, and they were crazy glued shut. Like fucking crazy glued shut. I couldn't budge them at all.
And it was amazing.
She grabbed her phone and she was like, oh my God, show me in the camera. And as I'm trying to show that they are crazy glued shut, I fucking broke them.
The handle just snapped off. It was the perfect moment.
Oh,
it was the
guys.
Perfect moment because it happened absolutely naturally. And it was like, why are my scissors glued together? And then all you had was like little kindergarten safety scissors.
Yeah, that's all I had. And by the way, both kids blamed the other kid.
Of course. No, it's never. No.
Harper had a whole story about how it was Lulu. Lulu swears it wasn't her. And if it was, she doesn't remember mommy.
And she
really
didn't mean
to.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, the crazy glue is missing. As is the Elmer's glue, as are the glue sticks. So whatever is going on in my house, like,
is very sticky.
Yeah, like maybe they're building George Michael a new leg and they're planning to like stick it on
him. Might be,
I don't
out
know.
Of cardboard.
I'm just saying, something's off.
But we sort of passed over it. But the reason I was at your house is because we did our first ever Eventbrite online fan hangout.
It was so fun.
It was so much fun. And it went so, I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
For us. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was great. It was actually really fun. Everyone who went, we limited the tickets to like 30 people because we wanted to have it small and keep it manageable. And I think that was perfect. Never Nationers showed up. We played games. We played a trivia game, which even I didn't know a lot of the answers to.
Shocking.
Yeah, well. I mean, it's a wonder I got these wires
connected. To be fair, I wrote them with our podcast in front of us.
That's true.
And actually, like, you
that's
know,
true.
Really had to kind of.
But we did that. We made some horrific
banana pudding. That we ate anyway.
Yeah, it was like keto and, with
and
Nella
Dustin
wafers.
And then Dustin came over and ate the rest of it.
But the thing was, you hated it. I didn't completely hate it.
The aftertaste was disgusting.
Well, anyway, if you want to join us for one of our future Eventbrite online hangout,
fan fun and fuckery,
I think was what we called it.
That's what we called it.
But we may come up with other names. Who knows?
probably.
But anyway, it was really fun, and we're definitely going to do more of those. So we're doing YouTube channel. We're doing Eventbrite hangouts. Merch.
Yeah, merch.
Merch is still available. Right now you can go to unsweetened.com and we've got these awesome mugs. Never thought I'd say this, mugs, hashtag trauma bonded. We've got our hoodies, we've got t-shirts, and we want to start doing some more merch stuff. So people have submitted ideas, maybe a keychain. Maybe a tumbler. I don't know. But we've got big plans for season 4 is basically what I'm saying.
We always have big plans. It'll be whether or not we can remember them.
Look, we've involved other people now.
And we have
getting
a planner. She got a planner.
I did. I got a social content calendar planner, which I both was very proud of with my organizing self and also really disappointed that I have basically an Instagram calendar planner now, because that is what's happening.
I think it's hilarious that it's like a hard copy. Like, you're not using any sort of digital tool.
She
it out of a bag with a pen and like writes like she's in school.
Okay. First of all, it's because I'm getting old, okay, or something. I don't know.
Please,
something is happening to my brain. I sent you that article the other day. I have 6 of the 7 signs.
I know.
of mental decline.
Yeah.
So I have to write things down. When I write things down, for some reason, the action of writing it, like, it seals it in my memory more, and then there's just satisfaction in crossing it out off the page that I don't get with pushing the little beep, beep, beep,
right.
beep,
no,
beep.
No, honestly, I've always written things down. I've always learned that way. Right. And if it makes you feel any better, I don't even know if I have any of the signs of mental decline because I keep forgetting to read that fucking article.
Well, so I'm just going to let you know that's a yes. So, anyway, so. Yeah.
We have a never thought I'd. I feel like.
We do have a never thought I'd.
Yeah. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
I never thought that I would become a feral human and now not know how to socially interact with other people.
Right?
Other than you.
Which I mean, but we never really are normal in our social interactions.
That's what I was
going to
say. I was like, I was kind of feral with you anyway.
But like, so.
I don't know what to do.
I don't either. And the kids?
Oh.
When we went out, you know, on Mother's Day, that was like the first time I think, well, no, we'd maybe been out to a restaurant once before that. But like every time we go out, I'm like, you guys, what are you doing?
I'm afraid to take my kids out. I'm going to research to see if there's like, you know, grown up kid sized car seats that I can strap them into like you did when they were babies and you could like take them out of the restaurant when they acted badly.
Right. But see, Zoe figured out how to undo hers at like 14 or 15 months. She could get out of that thing. And I would hear it unclick while I was driving and was like, oh shit, there's one of them got loose. You know, it was.
I used to put Harper in it like when she was freaking out, you know, and she learned how to flip it over and then she would walk like waddle with it attached to her ass.
Like a turtle.
Like a turtle. Aww. Like think, 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 think.
Well, yep. I never thought that I would enjoy my own company this much.
Yeah.
And not want to, now that everything's back open again, I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, I mean, restaurants, yes, it's one thing.
Yeah.
Only because I love eating and I love not cleaning. So that's why I like restaurants.
Yeah, and I'm tired of cooking. Like, I really am.
I'm lucky. Mescal cooks, but like, ugh, yeah. I never thought I would,
of
like.
Of course he does.
I never thought that I would just. Yeah, I'm yeah. like, I'm. I don't know what to do now. I'm like, it's the mask. It's the nomad. I don't know.
I forget it. I don't know what's happening anymore. Did I always curse this much when people are like, I'm like,
yes,
oh,
I did.
But I've been alone cursing to myself, and now people are listening.
Like
again.
In your own head.
No, out loud.
Okay. That's cool.
I definitely developed a habit of talking to myself out loud during the pandemic.
But how, let's just think about this right now.
Why are you touching me
Because
again?
I just, it's my way of connecting
oh,
to you.
Fuck.
And now that I'm in the same room as you, I can't get
this,
enough.
This actually like cycles right back into what we're talking about.
Which is, can
I'm
you
Zoom
believe
already?
That you, right, that but that we're here. You're
no,
here.
No.
Kids are in school. Well, my kids are in school.
Right.
Your kids are.
Mine are still at home doing school online.
Right.
They are at home by themselves right now because Harper's almost 15. So
yeah,
why
I think
not?
That's yeah.
We talked about this. I know last season
we did.
It just wasn't for me because we had to move and all these different things were going on. I was like, it's just not worth it to me to send them. And I really, really didn't like the high school plan. And I wasn't about to send Lulu and not Harper. It just seemed a little ridiculous. So.
Yeah.
I kept mine home.
Yeah, she kept hers home. Yeah. I sent mine happily.
Yeah, and they're doing great.
Right. And I just wanted to bring that up because it's like we're best friends and we both totally made different parenting choices.
Because
I think a lot of times on the show, we're usually on the same
page.
Or we make the same decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, and I think as moms and some of the stuff that we talk about, like it's important to remember as much as we're best friends, like there are times that we make totally different decisions based on what works for us. And yeah, mine went back to school and yours stayed home. And I was like, cool.
Yeah. And I was
and
like,
you were
cool.
Like, cool. And then that was it.
And then all hell broke loose online with other parents fighting with each other about why they sucked for making whatever choice they made.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We never did that.
No, not even in my head.
No,
I didn't even. I didn't even yell at you in my head. Or no. I didn't call you a name in my head.
Me neither.
I mean, not in regards to that.
Well, sure. I mean, that's fair. I mean, I understand why I think everyone had to do what was worked best for them and what was comfortable for them. And
totally.
I don't really understand what it was like that made people fight. But then, honestly, I also feel like that's happened so much over the last like year and a half. It's like people had nothing better to do, so they took to social media and started fighting with each other for no reason.
Right.
I
decided to make that just a part of my reentry personality, and I just go up and pick fights with strangers.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
like
know.
At Trader Joe's, you just like tap them on the back, and you're like, "Hey, fuck
I'm
you."
Like, "Hey, yeah, guess what? I don't. You know what? I don't like your curry.
Yeah, that bag of salad. It's bullshit.
It sucks. Right? Yeah. Oh, you vegan? Oh, look at you. No, I just.
You think you're better than me?
Right. Yeah. It's or you know.
Check out this animal byproduct.
Right. Oh my God. Right. Look at all. I'm gonna get extra butter now. Like what is? I don't know.
I'm gonna put it in your cart. How do you like that?
Right. Ooh, it's touching. Right. No, I would never. Like, I wouldn't do that in public. Right. And I really try not to do that in private. Although, if someone came up to me at Trader Joe's and did that, then words would be exchanged.
Well, then you'd be Street Jody.
Well, that's what happens online. It's like they walked up to me in Trader Joe's, yelled at me, and so I returned the favor.
It is true. You're very gracious, I think.
I am pleased with getting back out in the world a little bit, but I don't like that there's so many other people around. I like being outside.
Yeah.
I don't like other people being outside. Is that
normal?
Not normal, but I wish we could go back to that. When it was when it was just only a few of us that were like daring to like sort of mask up and go, you know.
Yeah. Well, I will
or
say.
Or at least drive their cars, because I really, ugh.
Yeah. Well, I will say there was, I know people thought that by people, I mean therapists wondered halfway through
But therapists are people. Right.
Well, that's debatable sometimes, I think. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I just mean, I
dare
don't think
you speak ill of therapists.
I don't know that it was like a discussion among everybody, but I know that in like my therapy groups for a while.
Therapy people.
There was a lot of discussion about whether agoraphobia would be on the rise during this.
And what did the therapy agree on? Did they say yes?
Yes and no. The study showed yes and no. They couldn't really say, oh, yes, it's definitely agoraphobia, because like you don't really develop agoraphobia unless something traumatic happens to you, or a lot of the time it's actually genetic. And this definitely constituted a trauma.
This is, I would agree.
But it was such a weird trauma that they were kind of like, the studies so far have shown it's not agoraphobia per se. It's just a fear of reentry. It's
really, really large dislike of people.
It is. Well, I think those of us who already had that, probably.
Well, as I age, I dislike more and more.
I mean, I'm already such an introvert that I am. I mean, I'm an extroverted introvert. I like to be alone a lot.
I'm sort of like that too.
But I do. I like to be alone a lot. So that gave me almost the like freedom to be like, well, I'm sorry. Like,
right.
And now I have to, you know, come up with fake plans of why I can't go places again.
So I just realized something too.
Yes.
Because we are recording this on our phones, I just realized that my parenting stories are on my phone.
Oh, that's why I got a piece of paper and wrote them down real fast. Mine.
Well,
you didn't.
No, I didn't. I do. I have one. Well, it was a near parenting fail. I didn't do it because it was good, but the fact that it crossed my mind.
You didn't do it?
Listen.
You didn't do it. You better say what it was.
I'm going to say what it was.
I am wildly disappointed.
Well, because it involved fish, and I didn't feel like the fish didn't deserve it. So,
fine.
Zoe came home from school the other day with a goldfish.
Uh-huh.
I think they were doing something in science class. We now have another goldfish, mm-hmm. or another fish, because we originally have the other fish named Sir Julian.
Right.
Right. So Julian is a beta fish. He lives in the tank. Zoe brought this little goldfish home, and his name is Slim, by the way. And Slim lives on the counter, and she was like, well, why don't we just put him in the tank with Julian?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. So I was like, oh, that's a beta fish. It's going to eat the other fish. And then I was like, wait a minute. Zoe had a beta fish that ate B's fish. And she was like celebrating about it. So is this like an opportunity for karma where like Julian eats her fish? But then I was like, I can't subject the poor fish to that.
It's going
to
die anyway. Like I said to you when you told me this.
No, it
is.
See?
That fish is still going to get flushed down the toilet.
Okay.
But
I did not want it to go in an aggressive manner. So see, as we look right now past our cameras, there is Slim in his lovely little
I see him.
Thing.
She didn't do it.
I didn't do it, but it was like a near parenting fail. I was like, oh my God, I almost just to prove a point. Like sacrificed a goldfish.
I totally encouraged this behavior, by the way. I was like, do it! Like a total dick.
No, I would, I did not. Slim is alive and well and in a separate fish tank, which I cleaned and fed and changed the water in and basically, I have a new fish.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good for you. That's, yep. That's fun for you. Did you do the other thing, though, that we did? I think you said you were going to do it. Didn't somebody send you a military?
I did. Yeah. I did. And I believe it wound up on Zoe's, I think she posted it somewhere on one of her social
media. Oh, my God. So I don't know what happened. Tell the people what came to you in the mail.
Well, okay. So I did not ask for this. I swear I did. This was not, like, I didn't put this out in the universe.
I don't really know if I buy that.
I don't, it, you know what it is? It's fucking Alexa.
Oh, maybe.
It's Alexa, and yeah. She lists, oh.
Oh, she said her name. Nope, don't talk.
It's her.
I know.
And somehow I wound up on a list for some military school out here in Southern California.
Not for you to
not
go
for
to
me.
Military
no, no, no,
school.
No, not for me to go to. No, I'm luckily, I'm good on that.
Oh, God.
But it was like, you know, I think in eighth grade or sixth grade through, or middle school and
yeah,
high
school. I think it said.
And it's, dear Jody Sweeten, you know, here's a whatever military school, blah, 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 blah. So Mescal got the mail and he brought it in to me and he was like, I was going to throw this away, but do you want to like do something with it? And I was like, this is a golden opportunity
that has
presented itself to me. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to open this envelope. See what it, just see what's inside. Just take a look-see. And it was a pamphlet, right, for this military school. And then a personalized letter addressed to me. Dear Jody Sweeten, you know, your interest in blah, blah, whatever it was. But it sounded like, oh, I must have requested this information, yeah. Right? Well, you know how kids are. They're fucking nosy.
So fucking nosy.
So since I have zero privacy and anything that is lying on the counter is fair game, I may have just left the military brochure and the letter with my name on it.
It's so
just
good.
Lying on the counter. I didn't mention it and say anything. It wasn't even like really open. Like it just looked like it had been opened and like was just kind of tossed aside.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure she said I said something to her the other day. She was in trouble about something else stupid. And I said something and she was like, is it the military school? And
oh
I was
God.
Like, So that's how I knew she posted, I think, that on her.
So did you back it up? Where you're like, yeah, actually, you want to go
no,
there?
No, I was so busy yelling at her about the other stupid teenage thing that I just went right to that and completely bypassed. Also, I was like, I mean, let's let her freak out a little. Yeah, let her stew in it. I didn't want to, here's the thing. I didn't want to lie. Like,
right.
I didn't want to engage in being like, oh yeah, I'm looking at it.
Right.
I just want it to be like in the back of her mind. Like, wait, are they?
Yeah.
Have they just not said anything? So, that's what I'm doing.
That's always the worst when your parents like leave something for you to find and you know it. And then you're like, why didn't they say anything? I remember when my parents, I might've told this story before, found like an ounce of weed in my bag. By the way, I was in college. No, I graduated from college.
Yes, you did tell me this.
Right. And my mom and Harvey found it. And instead of like confronting me, put it on a shelf that they knew I was going to walk by and see, which I did out of the corner of my eye and was like, oh, shit. Like, and again, I was a grown up ish by then. I was in my 20s.
Right.
And I had to basically like grab it. And I was like, did you guys want to ask me something? And they were like, yeah, is that yours? And I was like, no.
Right. It's not mine.
No,
right.
It's still not mine, even though I'm 22 years old and
right.
I should have just owned it.
No.
But
no,
it was like the anxiety of them leaving something for me to find. Even in my 20s,
it was,
still was like,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, the kids get in trouble for stuff, and there's always that moment of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Right.
And I remember it. And I remember that panic. It sucks. It's, you feel like you're going to puke.
Yep.
It's pretty awful.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday that, you know, because Jody and I can spy on our each other's kids without them knowing it through social media because
they're
dumb.
Well, now they know it. Why did you say it?
Well, they don't listen to the show.
Mine might.
No, they don't.
Mm,
they do not.
That's true. They don't.
They don't. And give me a break. They have absolutely. They don't listen to us when we're in the same room with them.
Well,
you
that,
think
of course,
they're
that's because
out?
They're nosy.
Yeah, they exactly. They're not interested. Anyway, it's funny because we'll tell the kids like different things, like, oh, I know you did this, and then they have no idea. They're like, what? How do you know it?
I can't
you know?
Believe you just blew our secret.
They again, they are friends with both of us online, and for some reason,
although I now know, she hides a lot from me now, but I'm the only person. But you're still
friends with her online, like that's the and Mescal is too. Like we see things that they do. It's like I see it. I don't get. I know Harper has secret accounts and stuff that I don't see.
Well, we've discussed that before. What I'm intrigued to hear what your
Well, you kind of know. Maybe a little, because I did send you a video I took, which I think I might have to post at some point, of Lulu running around. I think I'm just going to say it the way that I said it the day that I said it. This was a never thought I'd moment also, where I just very nonchalantly yelled down the hallway, Lulu, stop rubbing your naked butt on your sister's door. At which point they both stop yelling at each other, then come running into the living room and stare at me. And I just stared at them like, what? And they were like, they just both busted out laughing. And I just was like, yep, I'm writing it down. Like they knew it as it came out of my mouth.
Yes, my kids now know.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. And you know what?
And I had to preface naked, by the way.
I have had to say things like that before, because apparently that's like the ultimate. You know, it's like, I'm going to go put my butt on your door.
Well, it didn't stop. So Lulu, apparently, I wasn't there, allegedly.
This is all allegedly. Right.
Lulu was running around like she was being a lunatic. And she, Luna. Anyway, she ran into Harper's room to ask her something. And for some reason, dropped her pants and started rubbing her butt on her sister's door. Harper is freaking out, screaming, stop rubbing your butt on my door. Mom. And I'm like, oh my God. And then after I said that and they came in, they started laughing. I said, Lulu, I'm like, just stop it. Whatever you're doing, stop it. And she's like, she's a liar. I didn't do that. And Harper was like, Mom, there was a butt cheek to door connection. There was butt cheek to door connection, Mom. I swear. And so then Lulu starts going, no, there wasn't. She's a poopy person. She's a poopy person and a poopy liar. I was like,
oh my God.
Wow, you guys. I said, I don't care anymore. I was like, just stop.
Meanwhile, you're on with the client.
No, God, thank God. No. Oh, but what was happening at the same time was that there is a new Dodger whose last name is Pujols. And my stupid boyfriend was leaving me voice memos or voice texts, whatever, the entire game, just yelling like a 12-year-old, Pujols, every time he comes up to bat.
Because
he's a boy, and for whatever reason, that was giving him the giggles.
And so the children then...
They could hear it, and so then... They're like yelling, you know.
Yeah, you never need to give children another name for a butt.
But right. And
because
so,
they'll be like, oh, I haven't heard that one before. And then they run with it. Like literally around the house.
So I need backup because they're still screaming at each other. And Lulu doesn't stop. She has now dropped her pants and she is running around to multiple doors in the house and rubbing her butt on them. So I'm like, and I'm trying not to laugh because it was kind of funny. But I'm like, Lulu, pull up your pants. And I text Dustin at one point. I said, you know, do me a favor and send me a text or a voice memo saying, Lulu, stop rubbing your butt on the door.
Right.
Nope. What I get was, Lulu, stop rubbing your Pujols on doors.
Oh my God. That was so loud.
That's what he was. And then of course they're like, hee, Pujols. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. That was really, thanks for the backup, Dustin. That was really super helpful. So
I'm hoping that you sanitized all of the doors.
Oh,
afterwards.
Yeah. I sanitized the doors and then.
And Lulu. Took her outside.
I feel like
and
all I do is
sanitize
Lulu. But so then Lulu then runs into Harper's room after she's finally calmed down. It's time for bed. And then I hear Harper scream, oh my God, Mom, Lulu just farted in my room. She farted in my room. And Lulu's giggling and runs back in and looks at me and like is nodding like, yeah, I did. I farted in her room. And so I just yell back to Harper, well, then go fart in her room.
Oh, my! Wow. That
was probably my parenting fail, I guess. It worked, though. Harper was like, okay.
That's we just keep leveling up in this house and there's no one will stop. So I don't know.
I mean.
I don't want to encourage that because I don't know what level we'd get to after
that. I also will say that after I told Harper to go fart in her sister's room and she didn't really kind of have to fart, I was like, wait.
Don't try too hard. Yeah,
I was like, don't poop
on the
floor.
I don't want to do that.
Don't poop on the floor.
I mean, that's something you have to yell when they're toddlers. No, don't poop on the floor.
Oh, I know. I guess you do in your teens too. Like, we're back here.
Welcome. Yeah, it's just all coming back. Since Celia and I are working moms, we know better than anyone the time and commitment it takes to ensure our families are eating well-rounded meals that are also delicious. Not always easy. And that's why we choose HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets us skip trips to the grocery store. So nice. While making home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Absolutely, because with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. The recipes are so easy to follow and quick to make, with steps and pictures to guide you along the way. And let me tell you, those pictures have definitely guided me. Plus, there is something for everyone to enjoy, with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. I will tell you that recently I got an order of HelloFresh and my almost 15-year-old daughter and her friend made me a dinner. It was that easy. It was chicken and rice. It was so delicious. Everybody actually cleaned their plate, even my picky youngest daughter.
That is truly, truly impressive. Mm-hmm. And also that your 14-year-old made you dinner?
Uh-huh.
Well, I know what I'm doing with my next HelloFresh shipment. Kids, you're on. Now, all you have to do to make meal planning easy again is go to HelloFresh.com/SayThis14 and use code SayThis14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. It's just that simple. For up to 14 free meals and free shipping, go to HelloFresh.com/SayThis14 and use the code SayThis14 to start your journey with America's number one meal kit.
Yum.
I had a first.
Uh-oh.
No, what? not a bad. But Zoe and some friends went to a theme park.
Oh, I know, because that was Harper's airing of
grievances. On their own. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because Zoe and some friends. She's now 13. Mm-hmm. You know, going into eighth grade next year, it's time, like, the leash is, you know, has to get a little longer, and she'll screw it up, and the leash will get shorter, and then, you know. But it's, isn't that what we all do, right?
Yeah,
like,
you
it's just,
learn.
You're testing the boundaries.
Right.
But she had a wonderful time at Universal. I did not get a call from Universal Security or any other parents.
Wow.
So I'm going to take that as a win. Because she came home in one piece.
Yeah.
She had not done anything, any sort of substances, and she had a great time, and that was it. Well, I mean, but that's the thing.
No, she didn't.
Come on. But she had fun, and I sent my little one to all the way to Universal with friends and no adult supervision. And it terrified me. I literally, as she got in the car with her friend, I literally yelled, please don't let Universal Security call me. Because I was like, I swear to God, if you get kicked out or do something dumb, like, I just
can't.
Well,
then she doesn't go back. I mean, that'd be the lesson.
Well, yeah, because they'd ban her, but I really don't want that happening.
No, I know you don't.
So,
Well, that coincided perfectly because
I wanted to hear your airing of grievance.
Harper told me that she wanted to go to Universal because I have season passes.
Also, hold please. Really quick. Is there a reason when you poured the water into the mugs that I got a thimbleful?
Yes, you have zero water in your Brita. I would have to blame that on your children. I had to even tilt it.
Oh, the children aren't here.
Yeah, well, then it's you. Fuck. Someone didn't refill the Brita. So you can have some of mine.
Someone.
It wasn't me.
It was me because Mescal hasn't been here. So it was totally me.
I can whip out my whip out.
Please don't whip out anything.
Dr. Who mug.
It's all right.
Take my water.
But look at I can do.
There you go.
Look at all.
She can have all the liquids. There you go.
All the merch in the world. See?
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do that because I'm thirsty.
You don't want my Cody's? My Cody's. My cooties.
For those of you that don't know, Zoe's dad is named Cody. So that just got weird.
Also, this, we're all, it's all kind of, see, I'm back.
So the clunking you hear,
I can't integrate. It's too hard. God. It's in person.
The clunking that you hear is me setting down a cup. So I'm going to try and do that on the little macrame.
Yeah, it's not her hitting me. It is actually her putting a mug.
Yeah, I'm not kicking her under the table. So anyway, continue with your airing of grievance.
Well, Harper, I have season passes to Universal. I got them right before lockdown. I mean, I think I got them 3 weeks before lockdown.
Right.
We went once. And so that's all extended. And so Harper had asked me, beer. Oh, how do you, you know, how are we going to do it?
I think it was Butterbeer right now.
Oh, God, Butterbeer. Ugh. Yeah, we have to go. Screw the kids. So they Harper came in and she's like, some of my friends are going to go. And can I go? And when are you going to figure out the passes? And I was like, I don't know, Harper. You know, I'm not sure if this is a thing I want you doing yet. We'll have to see, blah, blah, blah. And 10 minutes later, she comes running in. She's like, Mom, Zoe's got, she's at Universal. She's younger than me. And she got to go. When does she get to go? And I don't get to go. And I was like, I texted Jody. I was like, hey, fuck you. Thanks. Thanks
sorry
a lot.
About, sorry about that.
No, that's fine. I mean, if Zoe but, did know, well, the, great. I'm going to let Harper go.
Well, maybe Harper and Zoe could go.
Good.
Like, they would
we
have
should
fun.
Just drop them off and be like, bye.
Yeah, they could go and have fun. Yeah. And
drink a lot of butterbeer.
Oh, my God.
Do.
So much.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we, why am I, I'm sitting know. Like a potato. Let me improve my posture a little bit. Yeah, we, Universal was really where we outdid ourselves with our
God.
Food eating ability, which we've talked about.
Yeah, we have.
We won't go into it again, but let's just say fish and chips, butter beer, lots of candy.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash and a giant fucking donut from the Simpsons area. Which
the size of my head.
Oh, right? And I think we got two. We got one for each. Yeah. God damn it. Wow. That. Oh, my God. I think I have a migraine and like I feel my joints inflamed from all that sugar just thinking about it.
Oh, I definitely.
But I'm
10
also
and it was
really,
the day before
really
Thanksgiving.
Hungry.
And then we... Oh. And then we ate Thanksgiving. It was just to warm up our stomachs. That was all. It was a stretching exercise.
It was stomach yoga. It was gut yoga.
Yeah.
Right.
You have
to do that.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a downward dog.
It went downward somewhere. I'm just saying.
Oh,
speaking of yoga, I'm back to our original. We're reintegrating. I will say that's like a topic of yoga all the time is like all of us feeling feral. So our whole class was talking about it the other day on Zoom, and my teachers aren't going back to a studio, and I'm really happy about that. But it has been the thing that has made me feel less alone.
Right.
Like this whole thing was being able to go into my class and see my friends that I used to practice with.
Right.
But also, as we've gone through this all together, knowing that they all feel feral.
Right.
And that Jenny, my teacher, Jenny Brill, was like, I don't think I can go out again. Like, I'm not a real person anymore.
Yeah. Like, I need one of those, like, vests or something. Like, those little dog thunder.
Yeah,
like the little thunder vests.
Totally.
I just need, it's like a weighted blanket that you wear. And I just need that just to constantly be okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. Like, I feel like a nervous poodle sometimes.
Ooh, I should wear that and then get a new I Love Boys hat and put my glasses back on. And then no one would ever talk to me anyway. Like, just that would be my new look. My post-quarantine look, I'm going to become seventh grade Celia, but with a thunder vest on.
Please don't, because then...
Could I not?
Well, because I'm not going to hang out with you.
Oh.
I mean, unless that's a plus. I don't know. That could work for you. You could be like, you know what?
Making a note.
Give me
making
that
a note
fucking
of it.
Thunder
making
vest
a note
right
of
now.
It right now.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You're looking it up on Amazon as we speak.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Speaking of looking things up, this is apropos of nothing, but it's just a really cool book, and I like it for
yoga.
Young women.
Yeah, it has yoga stuff
It's aimed at young women, and we're not sponsored by her. She didn't, you know, nothing. I was hosting E! Daily Pop.
I know, you
A couple weeks ago. Well, I bet our listeners might not.
I bet they do. But.
Anyway, I was hosting E! Daily Pop a couple weeks ago, and this young woman, Sadie Rudinsky, came on the show and made the most delicious chickpea blondies.
Yum. You were
so
great
were like,
on Daily Pop, by the way. I watched all of your stuff,
you.
And I
well,
really
thank
enjoyed
you,
it.
My friend.
You're welcome.
But this, she wrote this book called Whole Girl, and it's awesome for young women because it's not just...
You can show the camera, too.
I can show the camera. Ah. Yeah. She didn't, like, I'm not getting endorsed by her or anything, and she's not, you know, but she... talks about like growing up and also, and I also love like A Note on Gender. The title of this book and many of its ideas refer to traditional gender roles of male, female, boys, girls, men, women. Of course, humankind includes a broad spectrum of gender identities, blah, blah. Like I was like, oh, rad. But the plan is, it's talking about like, for each mood that you're in, they delve into issues that young women are facing today, stressing, you know, trying to fit in, stressing about food, not getting enough sleep, spending endless time in the abyss of our phones, whatever. And they do mindful movement and like a healthy treat. Mm-hmm. They're all paleo treats.
Oh, yeah.
To do. But like this one is like chapter one, be loving. And it just talks about like things that you love. What's been your passion ever since you were little? How do you treat others? What's your hidden talent? All of that. And then it has a yoga move for the chapter. And then it's got stuff like lavender rose chocolate truffles. But it's all egg-free, nut-free, sugar-free options.
I feel like this is a way I could get my kids to cook for
but
me.
But like, here's the thing. Be light. Choose your light. You know, all of this. My favorite lunches. Like, some super busy and just don't have time to cook. Like, that's awesome. I don't know. All these little things. Anyway, yeah, it looks beautiful. I just, for young women and moms of young women... Mm-hmm. It's a fun book to make like dessert treat. They have avocado chocolate mousse in here and all this kind of stuff. I know I'm all, my kids and me, I eat a shit ton of sugar and I'm trying to do a little less.
Just don't keep it in your house like I don't.
Well, I'm trying to do a little less other than our Eventbrite evening the other night in which
Oh, come on. The monk fruit, you could not tell.
That's true.
You couldn't tell. Monk fruit sweetener
We did actually do pretty well with the sugar. Yeah. I mean, I ate a lot of Swedish fish, but the keto banana pudding, which was neither, you know, delicious nor atrocious, was actually pretty low sugar. But anyway, like this is just such a cool book and yeah, I actually want to start making some of the treats in it and I just thought.
You are?
Fuck
maybe
yeah.
Have the kids do it. I worry when you cook.
Well, I mean, not me. Oh, by me, by the way.
You meant
I meant Mescal.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Meant I'm going to try them. What try meant is shove them in my face.
Oh, okay.
What try and make
eat them.
Yes, yes. Okay. Because because me and cooking are not friends. And I was so glad on the show that I didn't have to actually make them, that they were already prepared. But yeah, no, I'm going to, you know, hand it off to our amazing chef of the house, Mescal, who loves to cook and cooks really well, and be like, babe, you know what? You know what I would really like this, like, PMS week is some avocado chocolate mousse.
Well, and you should make him use the children to help him as sous chefs.
Have you ever seen my children help? They're useless.
Yeah.
They start and then they quit about a third of the way through. Like when B made cloud bread. B didn't make cloud bread. Mescal made cloud bread. Right. And he made like three different versions of it because it wasn't right the first time. And then he was trying harder. And then she was just gone.
But didn't B and Lulu cooked with Mescal? They made...
They did. They made the lemon pie, which we have a lot of lemons. And we're looking to make a lemon chiffon pie again. So maybe Lulu can come over and we can...
I want
to
steal some. Oh, yeah. She really misses B. So I think there's some...
See, they can I know, right? Now. They can reemerge.
Okay. Well, fine. You can have her.
I've not taken that taking.
You might
want to
put a belt on her, though. I don't know where her naked butt's going to go in your
head. Oh, no. Well, no. She's not going to. No.
Suspenders.
She's not going to mark anything.
I'll put her in overalls. That's all.
I mean,
it'll
whatever.
It'll be harder for her to drop those and rub her naked butt on your doors.
I don't think she'd do that here.
I don't know why you think that.
Not to all of my doors.
I mean, you've got a lot of doors, so it's possible she'd maybe miss one.
It's true.
But I would not put that much faith in my daughter, not.
That's
putting
true.
Her naked butt on things because
that's true.
It's you. I mean, our daughters like fart on each other.
Right.
They do.
That's gross.
I know.
yeah. Yeah, that's gross. Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome back, man.
I know.
Season 4. Fuck. Yes.
I touched her on purpose.
Right. That was
less
much...
feral. Yay!
You know what? You know what actually was really good about it though is that we didn't miss.
It's
because that's the worst fucking thing is when you high five and you're like, oh, yeah.
Or it doesn't make a noise.
Or it doesn't make a noise and it's just dead. Yeah. And you're like, oh.
I need sanitizer now.
It's so disappointing. Yeah. But that was not a disappointing high five.
No,
this was not a disappointing show. And our YouTube is not going to be a disappointing content. I just
God,
like to
no.
get that in there.
Are we allowed to like tease any of this stuff we'll do or no? We can't talk about it.
I mean, have we officially decided yet?
Well, we know we're going to do like challenges.
We're going to do challenges like blind makeup challenges and
yoga challenges.
She's going to try and teach me some yoga. And yeah, I mean, we've got all kinds of fun, wild stuff planned. Plus, like, you know, cool, I don't know, cool friend stuff.
Yeah, I think it'll
three
be
truths
fun.
And a lie, or is it three lies and a truth? I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't have any other friends. It's just you.
So, that's a lot of emotional responsibility, but, no, I'm really excited about that. Also, don't forget, you can get your awesome merch at unsweetened.com mm-hmm. because, we want our Never Nation repping as hard as possible.
We really do.
And we also want to like design more stuff.
Yeah, we want to spread the word.
We want to spread the word. We want to design more stuff. Our goal is to turn everyone in the world into a Never Nation fan. No, that's not our goal. That's
shitty
7 or 9 billion people. 7 billion. I don't know.
No, anyway. It's to make people feel less alone. That's my,
it is to make people feel less alone. And
emails.
You know, you don't need 7 billion people to do that.
It's
just
true.
Us.
Just us.
Just us. So I'm so glad you're back here today.
I
and
am
now
too.
it's gonna take me another 3 hours to undo all of the stuff that I brought into the
house. I will help you. You did it
no,
before I got here.
It's
so
fine.
I
did this, and yeah. Also I'm hoping that our producer, who said he's gonna like cut stuff together or whatever, can work with the green screen. This is a first. You might be seeing little snippets of this on the internet,
right.
and it just might be us in front of a large piece of green cloth because he was like, I can't put anything behind you. I don't know. So, you know, look, we did it.
We did.
We fucking did it. And according to my computer, it has recorded.
God, I hope so.
Wouldn't it's gonna
suck?
Be it says recording at the bottom. It's gonna be, I'm gonna like,
listen, you guys,
hover
if it
over
didn't
this
record
thing.
First episode is just gonna be this. Hi,
right?
Fuck it.
It's just
Bye.
Gonna be like, oh my god, just I don't know. Listen to the next one.
Yeah,
but no, it did record, and I'm really proud of us. And yeah, if people would like to find us, if people would like to find our YouTube page. We have to throw that in there now.
Yeah,
what
it's,
is it?
It's never thought I'd say this. That is our YouTube page.
That's our
it's
YouTube
that
page.
Easy.
Yep.
On
Never
YouTube.
Thought I'd say this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We're going to have content up there as soon as this is out.
I think
out.
It's all coming
it's
out.
It's all
at
coming
the same
out at
time.
The same time.
Yeah.
And then you can find us at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram, at Never Thought I'd on Twitter. You can find me at Jody Sweeten on Twitter and Instagram, and at Official Jody Sweeten on Facebook.
You can also find Never Thought I'd Say This on Facebook, and you can find me on Instagram at The Celia Behar, and I still don't know what our Twitter is, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought it was Never Thought I'd.
Maybe it is.
Oh, no, that's our email.
Yeah, that's our email.
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know.
Wait.
We don't know.
4 seasons in.
You know why?
I screwed it
it's
up
because,
one more time.
No, because
the YouTube threw me off.
It's okay. It's because when I post things on Instagram, I just click the post on Twitter too.
Oh, got
so
it.
So I don't know what
well,
it is.
Well, if you would like to email us, you can email us also at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com because we are looking for listeners, write-ins.
Right.
Parenting fails,
right.
Crazy parenting stories.
Never thought I'd
never
good.
Thought I'd say these
airing
moments.
Airing of grievances.
Airing of grievances, all of that kind of stuff. We are looking for, you know, there's my dog. Thank God she waited till 45 minutes, 24 seconds to do that because
yeah.
I'm actually really proud of her.
I am too.
So anyway, we did it. We
did
our first season 4, episode 1/76 or something like that. And
95.
Yeah. So remember you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This with Jody Sweeten and Celia Behar is an Audioboom original.